一些面孔已经看过了哈，那可能有人是到下午才一起才过来的，所以我再一次来介绍我们的讲员 Dr. Li Blay， 他有个中文名字哈，姓叶，我记不起叶，然后 Blues 叶哈，叶荣生 ，OK， 大家可以问他的中文签名啦哈，他是在西南神学院的荣誉教授，负责教导崇拜还有音乐教会音乐事工的教授。那这一次到台湾是应美兰浸信会的邀请，对不起，那个浸信会神学院的邀请来担任一个学期的客座教授。那浸信会神学院很大方的跟我们分享这样子一个很好的资源，所以我们就这一周教牧周的时间有这样的一个机会来听他的教导。在接下来礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四11点到12点有一系列的讲座，也欢迎大家参加。那我现在就把时间交给我们的教授。
All right. Good afternoon.
早安。
You ready to go to school again?
大家已经预备好要来上课了吗？我这次有声音吗？
有。Okay. Good.
Good. We have a big task ahead of us this afternoon.
我们等一下会有个很大的测验，没有啊，很大的任务。
If you've looked at the outline, you know we're going to cover a lot of territory.
如果你现在看着你手上有的这个讲义哈，你会发现要讲的事情有一大堆。
In this two-hour session, we're basically asking the question.What is the purpose or the role of music in the life of the church?
那基本上接下来两个小时的时间，我们在问和回答一个问题，就是音乐在教会生活当中扮演一个什么样的角色？
The short answer is it's the same purpose that the church has in being the church.
好，简单最简单的回答就是说，它的角色就跟教会的角色是一样的。
The purpose of the church and the purpose of music in the church is the same.
也就是说，教会存在的目的，教会在基督徒生命中存在的目的，跟教会音乐存在的目的是一样的。
Music does not bring its own purpose to the church because the church already has its clearly defined purposes.
在教会。对教会的目的，教会存在的目的，哈，从圣经里面所定义出来的音乐也是这个样子的。它并没有比圣经里面去定义教会目的以外的目的。
So the answers to our question about the role of music in the church may actually be more obvious than we would have imagined.
所以，如果我们问这个问题，教会的音乐的角色是什么？他的答案可能比我们想象中的更明显一点。
The first thing we want to do this afternoon is to look at one of the New Testament snapshots of life in the church.
所以首先呢，我们今天下午首先要看的是初期的教会所经历的一个片段。
If you have Bibles with you, turn to Acts chapter 2.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
I want to read verses 42 through 47, which contains like a moving picture of life in the New Testament church just after Pentecost.
所以我要读的是《使徒行传》第二章42到47节，它好像是一个影片一样，非常生动的影片，在五旬节之后新约时期教会所发生的事情。
Luke records it this way.
这是路加写的。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day,They continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
You want me to read it, or want everyone to read it?
Yeah, I'd like to have you read it. Make sure we don't miss anybody.
好，我们从第四十二节开始看，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now, many commentators and those who writeBooks about the biblical books treat the contents of these verses as a list of religious activities that the New Testament church engaged in.
许多写注释书或者在解释这个圣经片段哈，写注释的这些人把这一段的章节解释为教会所要行的这种各项的程序，或者他们在宗教上面必须行的事物。
And they are partly correct in that conclusion.
有这样的一个结论，只是部分的正确而已。
But they have missed the most important thing.
但是光这样的解释，把最重要的事情给忽略了。
Beneath all of these activities and religious actions, there are some fundamental relational priorities that were foundational, bedrock for the New Testament church.
因为你所看到这一些，它虽然所记载的是一种行动，是一种宗教性质的行动，可是它下面是有个很深的根基，是初期的教会或所有的教会应该有的一个根基。
If we don't see this, then we miss what the real genius, if you please, of the New Testament church was.
如果我们把它这个真正的这个它是一种根基这样的意义给忽略掉的话，那我们就忽略了早期这个初代教会如果讲员用一个字哈，很天才的把他们的这种信仰给活出来这样的一个重点。
Historians often say about the New Testament church that they turned the world upside down for Christ.
在历史上，很多人这样形容初代的教会，说他们把整个教会，他们把世界给翻转过来了，为了基督的缘故，把世界翻转过来了。
This is a way of saying they made a tremendous impact on their world.
当他们说他把世界翻转过来，意思就是说这些人对这个世界造成很大很大的冲击跟影响。
But their impact was not the result of religious activity, but of personal commitments.
但是他们能够这样子翻转世界，并不是因为他们行这些宗教性质的行动，而是因为在这样的一个状态下，他们有个人对神对教会的委身。
The New Testament church lived by three primary commitments.
初代的教会在三种的委身之下来生存着。
They were committed above all to God through Jesus Christ.
他们对着神来委身，是借着耶稣基督来对神委身。
This was the first priority in their lives.
对他们来说，这是他们生命中最优先的。
Secondly, they were committed to one another in the body of Christ.
第二个，他们也彼此的委身，因为这是在基督里所建造的身体。
They loved and cared for and ministered to one another in a radically wonderful way.
他们很彼此相爱，并且也非常的关心关切彼此在做的事情，用一些很美好的方式来做成这样的一个行为。
So the body of Christ was their second major priority.
对，基督的身体是他们所委身的第二个优先。
The third priority was a commitment to the lost world to win them to Christ.
第三个部分是他们对于这个失丧的世界，他们必须把这个失丧的世界为基督来赢回来，他们为这样的事情来委身。
These three commitments form the three priorities to which the New Testament church was fully committed.
然后他们这三个基督给他们这样三个的命令，也是他们委身这些初代教会对这个世界所委身下来的。
It was those three commitments that produced the actions that are described in verses 42 to 47.
从这个刚刚我们所读的经文42节到47节所陈述的就是这样的三个委身。
These are not detached religious activities, but they are expressions of personal commitments to God, to God's people, and to God's world.
我们不能说我们把那个宗教性质的行为给丢到一边去，可是他们这样做，实在是因为他们个人跟神跟人彼此之间，还有对世界上的关系所造成的一种委身。
So we see the actions in Acts 2:42-47 as expressions of those three commitments.
所以我们在这边所看到的经节所描述出来的行为，就是这样的委身所带出来的行动。
Now, we could spend all afternoon just analyzing and studying these, but we don't have that much time. But I want us just to take a quick look at how each of these three priorities is being expressed in the text.
我们可以整个下午都来讨论这些事情，但是我们没有这样的时间，所以我要用一个很快的方法，很快的方式来看这一些行动在这三项的委身当中是如何的呈现。
First, consider their ultimate priority, God Himself, their commitment to God. Look on your outline at the five expressions of that priority that are found in the text.
好，第一个我们要看的就是说他们在这一些行动当中，他们必须先委身于最重要的，他们第一优先次序就是上帝。那在我们的讲义当中，这边有五项，就是他们对神所行出来的一个行动。
In verse 42, there is the breaking of bread.
42节说擘饼。
The breaking of bread there refers to the Lord's table, which is one of the central pillars of Christian worship right from the beginning.
所以在这边所看到就是这个擘饼这件事情，就是指主的桌，餐桌，也就是说擘饼聚会，主餐是从一开始就是基督徒崇拜当中最重要的一个中心。
The second evidence of their commitment to God is the prayers, which refers to the formal public praying of the church, which we would call worship.
好，在这边的42节所讲到祈祷，它是指一种公开的一种公众的时候所讲出来的祈祷，也就是我们用另外一个词来解释它，就是敬拜。
In verse 46, it says, and they continued to meet together in the temple courts.
第46节讲到他们继续的同心合意在殿里来聚集。
What did they do in the temple?
他们在圣殿里做什么呢？
Well, the first thing they did was worship.
他们到圣殿里面就是去敬拜啊。
That's what the temple was for.
这就是圣殿的
But they also used the courts of the temple as a place for their fellowship as believers, since there are no church buildings.
他们也使用 在当时因为还没有教会建起来，所以他们也在殿里来使用这个圣殿来当作是一个团契的时候。
Remember, all these first Christians were Jews.
我们要记得最早期的基督徒他们是犹太人。
So the temple was home for them, religiously speaking.
所以对他们来说，圣殿是他们的宗教聚集的地方，像他们一种信仰里面的家一样。
And since they believed their Messiah had come, they felt they had more right there than anybody.
而且这些人他们相信弥赛亚已经来了，所以他们更有这样的权利进到圣殿里面去。
So they met there for worship, and they met there for koinonia, for fellowship with other believers and for teaching one another.
所以他们到那个地方除了敬拜以外，也是去跟其他的人一起来有团契一起交通的时间。
Verse 47 says even in their unofficial meetings, the breaking of bread, eating together in their homes, they were committed to praising God.
47节我们看到说，即使他们在一种不是很正式的聚集，即使在某个人的家里面他们会一起擘饼，然后一起来赞美神。
And verse 43 says everyone was filled with awe.
然后43节说众人都充满了惧怕或敬畏。
Where was this awe directed?
这个惧怕是从哪里来的？是讲什么？向着谁呢？
Who was awesome to them?
谁对他们来说是值得敬畏的呢？
Well, God, of course.
当然是神哦。
He is the awesome one.
他是一个值得敬畏的。
And they were filled with awe at all of the things God was doing.
他们对于神所造成、所达成的、所做成的，感到非常的敬畏。
Because God was doing great things in them and among them and through them.
神对着他们，对着他们，借着他们。做成了许多伟大的事情。
And rather than being in awe of one another at the great things they were doing, they were in awe of God who was doing great things through them.
他们并不是彼此惧怕，他们惧怕的敬畏的是这位神，因为这神为他们行了大事，在他们当中行大事了。
So these are evidences of the priority of God in the early church's life.
所以这里所谈到的就是早期教会对于神把神放在第一位的一些证据。
But not only were they committed to God, they were committed to one another.
除了对神的一个委身以外，他们也彼此的来委身。
This was a very personal, and we would also say a very radical commitment to one another that we see.
这是一种很个人的，但是也一种很激进的关系。
In verse 42, we see, first of all, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
42节我们看到他们都遵守或者非常的进入这个使徒的教训。
The early church was a teaching entity.
在初代的教会，教训或教导是非常重要的。
And who did they teach?
他们教什么呢？
Well, first of all, one another.
他们彼此，他们怎么教？他们彼此教。
And what did they teach with?
他们用什么来教呢？
The Old Testament, it was the only scriptures they had.
旧约，他们只有旧约。
And so they were demonstrating Christ in the Old Testament constantly as they preached Christ.
所以呢，这些人在教导的时候，他们就从旧约里面告诉大家说，基督在旧约的哪里，并且教导跟基督，就是旧约里面指着基督的这些经文跟知识。
And so they taught and educated one another in things Christian now, Christ-centered view of everything.
所以他们就彼此的来教导，他们彼此的告诉对于这些人现在我们的中心是基督了。
Verse 42 also says they were committed to the fellowship, devoted to the koinonia.
42节这边讲到说他们彼此交接，就是他们有个团契的意思。
This is that close togetherness that only Christians know. When we're in Christ, there is a bond that draws us together into a koinonia that the world does not know.
这种紧密的关系，唯有基督徒因着耶稣基督把我们给连接起来的时候，我们才能够体会这样的一个紧密的连接，是这个世界所没有办法了解的。
Verse 44 says all the believers were together.
第44节说所有的人都在一起。
Now they were together in some rather radical ways.
他们在一起是一种蛮剧烈的方式。
This wasn't just getting together once in a while and meeting together. They were together daily.
他们非常的积极的每天聚在一起，并不是很久才聚在一次。
I imagine most of the people in your church and mine think they're doing everyone a favor by showing up at church and being together once a week.
我相信我们大部分人所处的教会，大部分的会友觉得我一个礼拜出现一次就很了不起了。
But the first Christians were together daily.
但是超初代的教会，他们每天都聚在一起。
And their life of togetherness took a radical form in terms of their daily living.
然后他们这种积极的做法啊，在他们这种日常生活里面更加的表现出来。
Number four.
第四点。
Verse 44 also says they had everything in common.
第四十四节说，这些信徒他们凡物共用。
We look at number five too, and then talk about them both.
我们把四跟五一起看。
Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need.
卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
So how radical was their commitment to one another?
所以他们对彼此之间的这样的委身是非常的激烈的。
They pooled all of their material assets into a common treasury, and everyone lived out of that common treasury. So there were no rich and there were no poor.
他们把他们所有的一切丢进一个公库里面，然后大家。以那个公库来一起来生活，所以没有人是比较富有的，没有人是比较贫穷的。
Everyone had their needs met.
每个人的需要都被成全了。
Pretty radical,
非常激进哈。
Number six.
第六点。
They continued to meet together in the temple courts.
他们恒心同心合意恒切的在殿里。
You're going to see this is in all three categories.
在这 三个重点里面你都会看到。
They worshiped at the temple and they also taught at the temple and I mentioned that a moment ago.
因为我刚刚已经谈过了，他们在圣殿当中敬拜，他们也在圣殿当中团契。
And number seven, they broke bread in their homes with glad and sincere hearts.
所以第七个，在家里擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
So not only were they together in all of these other wonderful ways, but they spent time in one another's homes, getting to know one another in the family of God, enjoying meals together.
所以不仅我们刚刚看到他们彼此之间的关系，他们在每个人的家里去认识那个家庭，然后去跟他们的生活有关系，去一起来用饭。
Right from the beginning, Christians were a people who ate together.
所以一开始呢，基督徒其实就一群人一起吃饭。
This is a place where people get to know each other, isn't it?
因为吃饭的时候就是我们可以彼此了解的时候。
So, that's the second priority.
好，这是第二个重点，第二个优先的部分。
They were committed to God, they were committed to one another in the body of Christ, and thirdly, they were committed to the lost world.
他们对着神委身，对着彼此之间委身。第三个部分，他们对着失丧者，这个失丧者的世界来委身。
And where do we see expressions of that?
我们从那里看到这些表现呢？
Verse 43.
第43节。
Many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
使徒行了许多的奇事神迹。
Now, I ask you, where were those wonders and signs being done?
我问大家，这些奇事神迹在哪里？在哪里被做成呢？
Was it in private little meetings of Christians in their homes?
是在一个人私人的家里吗？
Or was it out in the public square?
或者是在一个公众的状态下？
Out in the open, where everyone could see.
在一个大家都可以看见的一个公开的场所呢？
That's where the wonders and signs were done, out in the marketplace.
这些神迹奇事被做成是在一个公众的地方，是在一个市场，在一个大家看得见的地方。
And in addition to demonstrating the power of God, which was the power behind these miracles, it was a means by which the message of these messengers was validated.In the New Testament era,
在那个时代，在新约那个时代，这些人所行的这些神迹奇事，显示出他们所依靠的这个神的权力跟他的伟大。
The world was led to believe their message by the awesome miracles that the apostles did in their eyesight.
那因为这些人是神的发言人，是讲出神的这个信息的人，所以让人看见。他们所信这个神的伟大，就使人能够相信他们的所信的神。
They continued to meet together in the temple courts. There we are again.
我们要看到一次了，他们合意恒切的在殿里。
For you see, they did one other thing in the temple courts.
你看他们在圣殿里面做好几件事。
They did what we would call evangelistic preaching.
他们在那边做一个叫做对着慕道朋友这种福音性质的讲道。
In formal and informal ways, they declared the gospel.To those who are not yet born again.
所以他们在圣殿对那些还没有信的人可能是正式的或非正式的来讲解福音的信息。
The temple courts were like a central meeting place where discussions were held and people could get on the soapbox and proclaim their understanding of the Torah.
在这个圣殿的外院里面呢，它好像就是一个公开的一个广场，然后他们可以站在自己的肥皂盒哈，肥皂箱就是讲台上，然后去告诉大家他们怎么样去解释五经哈，就神的信息。
And the early Christians used the temple courts to declare the truth that Messiah had come.
所以这些初期的基督徒站在那个这个殿的院里，圣殿的院里面来告诉大家说，弥赛亚已经来了。
Number three, in verse 47.
第三个部分
It says they enjoyed the favor of all the people.
谈到这些使徒，这些初代的信徒得众民的喜爱。
Now think about this.
我们要想一想。
All the people. What people?
这边讲所有的人是哪些人啊？
This was the public.
就是那个时候公众的这些。
The folks of the community.
他们在当地社群的这些人。
See, they were not liked very much by the political.And the religious leaders, but the common people, they were amazed at these new Christians.
这些讲话，这些人在那边讲话，他们所得到的是这些一般平民百姓的喜爱，他们没有得到宗教领袖的喜爱，没有得到那个政府官员的喜爱，可是他们得到这些众人老百姓的喜爱。
So Luke tells us that these Christians were held in great favor by the common people.
所以路加告诉我们说，这些人让这些一般的老百姓非常的喜欢他们。
And number four.
第四项。
The Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved.
对，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Verse 47.
第四十七节。
You see, God was at work in their lives, in their midst, and through their ministries.
所以你看到上帝在他们的生命改变他们的生命，改变他们的生活模式，也在他们的事工侍奉当中做了改变。
And through their lives and through their ministries.God won people to Himself.
然后借着神对他们的改变，神对他们的侍奉，借着这些使徒的侍奉，神把这些失丧的人带到他自己的面前。
You all know this is a very important text in evangelism.
你知道我们刚刚所读的你知道这样的任务对于传福音来说是很重要的。
We find out from this text who it is that really saves people.
我们在这边读下去以后，我们知道真正使人得救的是谁。
It isn't the church that saves people.
并不是教会。
It isn't Christians who save people.
不是基督徒去救人的。
It is the Lord who saves people.
主才唯一可以拯救人的。
He is the one who adds to the church's number day by day those whom He is saving.
是主将得救的人加入到教会里面去，是神做成这样的事。
So, there you have it, the three priorities that move the New Testament church.
所以我们现在知道了三项最重要的事项，使得新约的教会能够往前前进。
This is not a list of activities.
它并不是你要做这些事，它不是行动行为而已。
These are evidences of God's work in the New Testament church.
你所看到的，刚刚我们所读的，它是一种证据。什么证据？是神在新约时期的教会里面做工的证据。
They were not one-dimensional people.
他们不是一种单纯单向思维，单向唯向的一群人。
They were committed to God. They were committed to one another, and they were committed to the lost world.
他们有三个维度：对着神的委身，对着彼此的委身，对着世上的世界的委身。
And that, those three commitments, is what produced their actions.In the church and in the world.
那因着他们知道要这样子去投入，他们就让这个教会就形成了，并且对世界做成了他们的印象。
Now I want us. I feel like I'm peeling an onion today.
我觉得我还在剥洋葱。
I want us to go down one more level into the depths of what this was really happening here in the New Testament church.
对，我想要再剥更深一层，到底我们刚刚所看到的，在早期的教会里面造成了什么样的一个影响。
You see, what gave the focus to these commitments was the three basic relationships that God puts Christians into.
我们刚刚所看到的这三种委身，其实就是上帝对我们基督徒所给予的三项关系。
The first of these three relationships is a personal relationship to God through Jesus Christ.
对，刚开始第一项的那个关系是人，个人借着耶稣基督跟神所建立的关系。所以上面是神，下面是信徒，信徒指向神这样的一个关系。
You see, there is something more basic than the commitment. It is the relationship.
我们看到比这个委身还更往前再算一点，其实他们所建立的是一种关系。
The New Testament believers were committed to God because they were now in a personal relationship with God through Christ.
初代教会的这些信徒能够委身与上帝，是因为他们跟上帝，他们借着耶稣基督跟上帝建立了一个这样的关系。
When one becomes a Christian, when God comes into one's life, you also, at the same time, have an instant family.
当我们一借着耶稣就一旦信主的时候，邀请耶稣到我们心中的时候，我们在那一刹那之间得到一个立即的大家庭。
For as the same time you and I become a son or a daughter of the King, we become family to every other believer.
因为我们跟其他的信徒就成了都是耶稣基督，都是神的儿女，我们变成一个大家庭了。
When God establishes this relationship for us, He automatically establishes this relationship for us.
所以当神为我们建立了第一种关系之后，马上就伴随着第二种关系。
You see, we are saved into a family.
所以我们被拯救，而且被带进一个这样的一个大家庭里面。
So from the moment I am regenerated by the work of God in my life,I am brother to every other man and woman, child in the body of Christ.
所以当我的生命被神一旦改变并得着的时候，我突然之间就成为所有信徒，所有的这些神的儿女的兄弟了。
The reason the New Testament believers were so radically committed to each other was becauseGod had put them in a totally new relationship with one another.
这也就是为什么初代教会的信徒能够这么的激进的彼此来做这些事情，因为神把他们放进了一个大家庭。
This is a relationship that will outlive time.
这样的一个关系是不会随着时间改变的。
When we give up this earthly frame and these earthly relationships,These relationships live on.
就算有一天我们吸了这吃上老虎，我们已经没这个身体都不再存在了，一直到天上去，这样的关系都会继续下去。
I remember back in the 60s, that was the era of bumper stickers on cars in America.
我记得在60年代的时候，流行在我们的车子后面贴那个贴纸。
And I remember expression that I heard for the first time.On one bumper sticker I read in the church parking lot, I am a member of God's forever family.
然后我记得有一个这个贴纸上面写说，我永远都是上帝家庭里面的一员。
Well, you see, this is the forever family that that bumper sticker spoke of.
这个就是永远的家庭，就是那个贴纸上所说的。
Yeah. So the New Testament church were committed to each other because God had put them into a permanent.Relationship with one another.
所以初期教会可以这样做，就是神把他们放进一个永远的这样的一个关系。
So, those are the first two relationships that we have been looking at in action here.
所以这是一开始我们所看到的两个我们为他来做一些行动的关系。
The third commitment is expressed by the third relationship, which is the believer's relationship to the world outside of Christ.
那第三个尾声是借着这第三种关系所带来，就是信徒对于他们外面的这个世界所建立起来的这个关系。
Now, you will notice that I made this arrow go one direction.
你看到我这边的这个箭号只有指一个方向。
Because there's something different about this relationship compared with the second one.
你看到那个第二个哈是两双向箭头嘛，可是第三项只有一个箭头，因为这个关系是不一样的。
The third relationship is short term.
第三种关系是短期间的。
It's only while we are living in this life.
这只是我们活在这个世界上所建立的关系。
So, this.Is where every Christian lives.
这就是所有的基督徒的生活模式。
This is what we call de facto. It's reality for us.
这对我们来说就是真实的，我们的真实情况。
When you were born again in Christ, not only did you get a new relationship with God's forever family, but now you have a new and distinct relationship with the world.
你成为跟上帝建立关系的时候，你不只跟所有的信徒进入了一个神的大家庭，永远的大家庭，你也跟世界建立了一个关系。
Well, physically you are still in the world, Spiritually, you are no longer of the world.
对，实际上你的人是在这个这个世界里，可是你在灵命上你已经不在这个世界了。
And now in Christ, you have a new relationship to the world.
因为在基督里，我们对于这个世界产生一种新的关系。
So this is where we live.
这就是我们
我们的生活。Relational frameworks.
我们生活在这种三种关系所架构起来的一个结构。
You didn't decide this.
你没有，这不是你的决定。
This is where you are if you are in Christ.
如果你在基督里，你就是这样了。
You're in a relationship with God. You're in a relationship with God's family, and you're in a new relationship to the lost world.
你跟上帝有个关系。你跟上帝所有的子民有一个关系，然后你跟所有剩下来的这个世界也有一个关系。
Now, if you didn't know it, we're on the second page of the outline, and we're in the middle of the page now.
我们现在第四页。
Because you see, these three relationships, which formed the three commitments we looked at, which became the three priorities of the New Testament church, are the basis of the three major areas of ministry in the church and have been for 2,000 years.
对，这样子的一个关系成了我们能够委身的三种委身，然后这样的三种委身建构起初代教会的三个他们的可以做的行动，而这样的行动成为教会里面最重要的三个侍奉或者服事的方向。
So,Our relationship to God, our commitment to God, our priority of God finds expression in the worship life of the church preeminently.
所以现在看到就是我们有跟上帝建立这样子一个关系，造成了我们对神的委身，也是我们生命中三个最重要的优先次序，而这样的优先次序建立在我们的敬拜当中。
The worship life of the church is builtOn this relational foundation.
所以我们的敬拜必须要建立在这样子的关系的根基之上。
The second major area of ministry in the church is the internal ministry of the body to itself.
我们第一个这边是那个敬拜，然后第二个部分我们必须去建立在基督身体当中这种内在的关系的建立。
My favorite English word for this is nurture. This is the nurture life of the church. That is the place where we grow up in Christ.
我喜欢的英文字就 nurture 这个字，养育。我们在教在基督里面被养育，被培育起来。
It is normal for a little baby to grow up in some kind of a family structure, right?
对 baby 来说，对婴儿来说，他是在某一个家庭里面这样子慢慢长大。
And we feel bad for any baby that doesn't have that privilege.
然后我们对那个婴儿没有办法在一个好的环境好好长大，我们觉得非常的对他觉得很可怜。
Because you see, that's normal.
Which part is normal?
To grow up in a family environment.
对，因为婴儿能够在一个好的环境的，在一个家庭环境当中长大是很正常的。那如果这个婴儿不能这样长大，我们就觉得很糟糕。
And it is the same in the spiritual realm.
在灵命上也是这样子的。
When we are babies in Christ, we grow up and are nurtured in a family, and a family structure.
我们是在灵里面，如果是属灵上，我们是一个婴儿的话，那我们要在一个家庭里面好好的成长。
Only in this case, it's the family of God.
但是在我们现在所讲的话，我讲的部分里面，这个家庭是指神的家庭里。
So it is there that we grow from infancy towards maturity in Christ.
所以我们在基督里面，从一个婴儿长成，慢慢长成，变成成人。
The third major ministry area is the outreach life of the church.
然后第三个部分是一个拓展的一个事工的部分。
And the outreach life of the church is built on this third.Relational foundation.
那这个拓展的事工就建立在第三种关系这样的一个根基之上。
You see, each of these three relationships that we have been looking at is the very foundation of a large area of ministry that the church has engaged in down through the centuries.
所以我们看到的这三种关系 它其实就是教会的各项事工。我们看到好像教会很多很多事工，其实它根基就是这三项，在过去这么久的几个世纪当中，都是从这三个事情根基所发出来的。
So we speak of worship as our ministry to God.
所以当我们在讲敬拜的时候，其实对着神所产生的一种侍奉。
We speak of nurture as our ministry to one another.
当我们在讲养育、教育这样的事工，是指彼此信徒彼此之间的侍奉。
And we speak of outreach as our ministry to the world.
所以当我们在讲拓展事工的时候，我们是在讲对着世上的世界所发出来的一种侍奉。
Now look at your outline.
所以看一下我们的讲义在第五页。
I suggested three words in each case to give some definition or clarity to these ministries that we've talked about.
所以这三类的事工中，我都给了三个主要的字哈，主要的词来说明。
Our ministry to God involves our corporate worship life.
基督徒的敬拜的部分包括公众的敬拜。
And more days of the week, for most of us, it involves our private worship life.
那除了公众敬拜以外，大部分我们的日子里面需要有私人的敬拜。
And it also involves our family and or small group worship life.
那此外呢，我们还有家庭性的或者小型团体的这种小组型的敬拜。
There are many expressions of this, all the way from public worship services to private worship services to an actual way.Of life lived 7 days a week by a true believer.
我们有很多很多的事情可以来形容这些事，包括公众敬拜、私人敬拜，一直到最后，我们七天活着都是从内心对神的真正的侍奉。
Our ministry to one another in the body of Christ we characterize by Christian nurture, koinonia.
我们在这边那个 koinonia 这个字，你可以看后面有拼出来哈，它是在基督徒当中彼此的事工，是一个养育的事工。
Three words give some definition to this large area of ministry.
然后这边有三个它的定义。
We speak here of discipleship.
门徒的训练。
We speak of education.
我们谈到教育的部分。
And we speak of Fellowship.
我们也谈到团契的部分。
There are these words, and we could add many more. This is a large vocabulary in the New Testament, and it's a rich one as well.
我们也可以再去加入一些别的词，但是因为这些是在我们的新约的初期的教会所在圣经里面能够找到的最重要的几个字。
And thirdly, our ministry to the unbelieving world is the church's outreach to the world.
对于未信者的事工，最重要我们要去做拓展的工作。
The Greek word that I put in parentheses there, martyria, is the word for witness.
然后这个是希腊的文字，希腊字 martyria 是指我去做见证。
And that comprises the church's life of evangelism.
是指去传福音。
And mission.
宣教。
And all forms of social ministry.
社区的事工或社区的侍奉。
This is the church bringing the love of Christ.To the lost world.
这就是教会把基督的爱带入这个世上世界的做法。
And we do that through words and actions.
我们用话语跟行动来做成这些事工。
So, are you getting the picture?
所以你有没有一个比较清楚的这个画面的呢？
This is the genius of the New Testament church.
这就是初代教会他们的天才所在啊。
They were placed by God into three unique relationships.
他们这初代教会被神放在一个很独特的三种关系里面。
And those relationships formed their commitments.
而这些关系使他们形成三种委身的状态。
Those commitments became their daily priorities.
而这些委身就成为他们每一天生活当中的最大的优先。
And those relationships, commitments, and priorities became the foundation for the ministries in the church and in the world.
而这些关系、委身跟优先次序，形成了所有的这些事工，对着神、对着信徒，以及对着世上的世界的这样事工，做成这样事工的一个基础。
One of the most important truths to take from this discussion.Is that all true New Testament ministry is relational?
如果有一个事实，如果你看新约圣经里面所提到的任何一个事工，它都是关系性的。
When the church reduces any of these to mere functions or religious activities, then the church has lost the very essence of what this ministry was in the New Testament era.
所以，如果教会只是单单去做这些事工，把这事工当作是一种行动、一种做法，他们失去了初代教会把一切的侍奉建立在关心上这样，关系上面这样一个非常非常重要的本质。
Worship is not just singing hymns, praying prayers, preaching and hearing sermons, bowing and kneeling, standing and sitting, putting money in a plate, etc., etc.
敬拜不是单单是唱唱诗歌、听听讲道、读圣经、祷告，把钱放在那个奉献箱里面，坐下、站起来、跪在地上，不是这样子而已。
That is a purely behavioral approach to something that is not essentially behavioral, but rather essentially relational.
他敬拜是你要表现出一个行为，那这个行为它的背后不是因为你要做它，而是因为你有那样的关系。
Worship is meeting God.
敬拜是去跟神相遇。
Worship is acting out a relationship with God.
敬拜是把你跟上帝的关系给做出来，给行动出来。
It is not doing all those things.
并不是做刚刚所讲的那一些程序。
Many people go to church and they do all those things, and they go home very proud of themselves, saying, "Well, I really worshiped well today."
有些人到教会里面，然后就做刚刚说的那些去唱唱诗歌什么，然后他就非常的骄傲，回到家说，嗯，我今天有好好的敬拜了。
And they never met God at all.
然后他从来没有遇到神。
Which means they never worshiped at all.
意思就是说他们没有真正的敬拜。
They went through the motions, but they didn't meet God.
他们做了各项的行动，可是他们没有遇到神。
You see, worship is relational.
你要知道教崇拜是关系。
It is relating to a person.
是跟这样的一个神有建立一个这样的关系。
This is very different from jumping through a bunch of hoops.
Why is that? Jumping the
hoops. Jumping hoops. Just doing activities.
哦，就是说这个跟这个神的敬拜，并不是你只是在那边跳，就是跳来跳去做一堆有的没有的事情。
Pardon the colloquialism. Okay. So now I ask, are you getting the picture?
所以你们看懂了吗？听懂了吗 ？Okay.
That was a question.
这是一个问题，你们要回答，都懂了。Okay.
Okay. You see, because there are many people in the church. I'm talking about millions of people in church who don't know this.
我知道很多人哈，我在讲是上百万的在教会的人，他们不知道这件事。
Preacher, just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
他们认为，他们跟那个牧师说：“哎，牧师，你告诉我该做什么，我就做什么，这样就是。”
And they reduce the Christian life to a list of activities that I should do.
他们把基督徒的生活降低成只是有一个系列，有一连串的这个单子你要做的事情这样而已。
And you see, Christianity is 1,000 times better than that.
你看到吗？基督徒的生命是比一堆要做的事情好美好太多的。
It's living in fellowship with the super person, God Himself.
他是在跟神这个超级的最超级最伟大的神跟他有一个这样的关系与他一起团契
It's living in mutual fellowship with my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ
这是在基督的身体里面跟我的弟兄姐妹一同去生活一同有一个关系
And it is living in God's world with a missionary mindset seeking to be salt and light to the glory of God and to the winning of lost people
并且在这个世上的世界里面，你用一种宣教者的想法去寻求需要听到福音的人，随时随地的想要对他们做出见证，让他们明白上帝的荣耀跟福音。
Now you don't know it, but you've been getting a good dose of relational theology today.
你大概还不知道，但是我现在给了你们一大堆有关于关系的神学。
This has been a discussion of philosophy of ministry.
这个我们所谈到的是对我们在讲的这个事工的背后的哲学。
And if you don't have your head on straight, which means biblically with regard to philosophy of ministry, then everything you do may be beside the point.
如果你没有这样的一个概念，你没有照着圣经里面所讲的产生这样的概念，也许你认为为神做的事情都不是他要你做的。
You see, the great question.That relational theology requires us to ask is how do we affect the other person?
在关系性的关系神学里面有一个很重要的问题，就是我们如何对着他人造成影响。
You see, in worship, it is, as we said this morning, the pleasure of God and the delight of God that matters most.
我们今天早上在这个分享的时候提到说，对我们来说最重要的事情是在神里面找到那个喜悦。
In ministry to one another, it is what happens, what impact takes place in the life of my fellow believer that matters most, not whether I did my job or not.
所以当我移动到第二个关系的时候，重要的事情不是我做好了或者怎样，而是我对其他的那一个人造成什么样子，对，是对他最好的。
Same thing is true in outreach.
也一样的状态对着我们的扩展事工。
It isn't evangelism we love.It's lost people we are seeking to love to Christ.
我们必须去爱那一位失丧的人，要把他带到神的面前，因为爱他的关系。
See, it's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us.
所以你看这三项都跟我们自己无关。
It's about him.
是有关于神。
It's about them.
是有关于我们的弟兄姐妹。是有关于失丧的人。
Now, are you getting the picture?
所以你懂了吗？
It's getting a little
blur, huh?
I'm a teacher. I get answers to my questions.
对，我是一个老师，我会问你们问题，你们要回答。
Otherwise, you flunk.
对，不然你就被当掉了。
Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
所以我们五分钟休息一下。
And we're going to come back and ask, what by God's design does music have to do with this?
所以接下来五分钟后我们要讲那。在上帝的设计当中，音乐跟这些有什么关系？
Because this is what the church exists to do, and this is what music in the church exists to do.
因为如果这是教会必须要做的，那音乐在教会里就必须做到这些事。
Okay, 5 minutes.
五分钟。Okay.